I say, you know, the grass is important. And where is the grass greenest?
Oh, this is good.
This is good. Now, my husband and I, we often talk about moving out of the city and into the country. Mm-hmm. You see, we tell ourselves that if we lived in the country, we would have a healthy life full of long walks, horse riding and the like. Now, over the bank holidays, we went to see some friends who live by the Pennines. And they can see rolling hills from their kitchen window. And I asked them if they were regular walkers. They laughed and said they went out walking once a year. The children enjoyed the view when they looked up from their computers, they joked. Of course, when they visit London, they see all the sights and the tourist attractions, far more than I've seen, and I've lived here all my life. Now, it's easy to ignore the good stuff on our doorsteps. It's easy to think that our own life is not as it should be. It's easy to convince ourselves that if things were different, we'd be different. So for us, we say if we lived in the country, we'd be happy, healthy ramblers. Maybe my friends would think if they lived in London, they'd be cultured attendees of the opera and exhibitions. Someone else's lifestyle, relationship or family or job can seem so much better than our own. The grass always seems greener on the other side. The truth is, the grass is greenest where it's watered. It's about doing and appreciating and nurturing what we have, rather than looking over the fence and yearning for someone else's life. And when we start watering our own little plot, nurturing it, turning the soil and digging out the weeds, I think we'll be amazed at what starts to grow, the lushness of our grass and the beauty of the garden of our own life.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I love all your post-thoughts, Sarah. That's great. So the grass is not always greener on the other side. It's greenest where it's watered most.
The grass is greenest where it's watered. So we have to water our own patch, you see.
I love it. And then invite people onto your patch.
Yes.
Don't stay too long because you're brown, our patch.
Don't walk on the grass.
It's so funny, isn't it? Because it's along the same lines as, you know, just because you go somewhere doesn't mean you are somewhere. I used to think I loved Italy, right? And so then we went to a part of Italy, my girlfriend and myself, which we'd never been to before. And after about 4 hours, we realised we didn't love Italy. What we loved was Italian restaurants in London, which convinced us we loved Italy.
Yeah, you see, and the things you don't make, if you don't make the most of what you have, you're always yearning for someone else's
yes.
bit, then you'd never really enjoy that moment.
You're right again. Is it boring being right all the time?
Well, my kids don't think I'm right all the time, so it's okay.